Avi Tavanian was sitting at the winery restaurant waiting with the rest of the next education group. Steve was sometimes unreliable, but when I talked to him, I realized that something special had come up, he said. As soon as Powell got home after midnight, she called her close friend, Catherine Cat Smith, who was at Berkeley, and left a message on her machine. "You will not believe what just happened to me," it said. "You will not believe who I met." Smith called back the next morning and heard the tale. We had known about Steve, and he was a person of interest to us, because we were business students, she recalled. Andy Hertzfeld and a few others later speculated that Powell had been scheming to meet Jobs. Laureen is nice, but she can be calculating, and I think she targeted him from the beginning, Hertzfeld said. Her college roommate told me that Laureen had magazine covers of Steve and vowed she was going to meet him. If it's true that Steve was manipulated, there is a fair amount of irony there. But Powell later insisted that wasn't the case. She went only because her friend wanted to go, and she was slightly confused as to who they were going to see. "I knew that Steve Jobs was the speaker, but the face I thought of was that of Bill Gates," she recalled. "I had them mixed up. This was 1989. He was working at Next, and he was not that big of a deal to me. I wasn't that enthused, but my friend was, so we went. There were only two women in my life that I was truly in love with, Tina and Laureen," Jobs later said. "I thought I was in love with Joan Baez, but I really just liked her a lot. It was just Tina, and then Laureen."